Welcome back, everyone. I'm Malek Green, in for Harold Fisher tonight on Insight. Tonight, we have gathered our women's roundtable to talk about the so-called woman code. We want to talk about this and take a deeper dive inside the relationships that women have with one another and the rules when it comes to their men, infidelity, and also dating a girlfriend's exes. You know, all that kind of stuff. First up, though, we want you to check out this little clip from the NBC show Marlin on the so-called man code.
We gotta uphold the man code. What does this have to do with not looking at penises and urinals? I wasn't talking about that man code. I'm talking about the man code that says that when you see another man doing dirt, you just shut up and mind your business.
Oh, I've never heard of this code. I was raised by women. Nana always said, if you see something, say something.
Okay, there it was, that clip from Marlon. Okay, so seated at our women's roundtable tonight, Dr. Sharon Alessinati, who is a physician, a health strategist, author, and very outspoken about dating your friend's exes. We'll hear from her. Andrea Hill, her podcast is called They Ain't Your Friends. And then we have Jerry Ash with us, who's a relationship blogger who says, privacy is important among women friends. Okay, so we always invite your listeners to join the conversation at 202-319-7810. We want to hear what you have to say about this. 202-319-7810. Don't keep it in. We want to hear from you. So call us and join the conversation. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this evening on the Inside segment.
Thank you.
Look, I can't wait.
Yes. Okay, well, let's jump in. Okay, I want to talk about what women have. Do we have a so-called woman's code? Dr. Adi, Dr. Sharon, you go first.
I think we should have a woman's code. Now there have been violations that abound. But there are some things that we should not do. And it's some of that's basic outside of, I don't think you should ever call another woman the B word. I don't think you should call a woman a hoe and all that other stuff. But the other thing is, if you my girl, yeah, don't date my man. And don't talk about my man's penis.
That's not up for grabs.
I'm sorry. Don't talk about that.
Okay, Andrea, you jump in here. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, men have guy code and they stick to it like none other. They don't even have to know each other. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, bro to bro. They give each other a look and they're on it. Women, we don't always do that. And I think there needs to be a universal language, a universal way that we respect each other as women with one another.
Jerry Ash?
I think that women do have a code, at least me and my girlfriends do. Some of my girlfriends, they're a little ratchet, and they might cheat on their man, or whatever the case may be. And if they man call me looking for him, I'm be like, yeah, she here, but she sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Knowing daggone well, she down the street with Craig in it.
Okay, but you got to keep your girlfriends honest, though. You got to check your girlfriends, though.
I'll check the situation. I'll lie for you once, but I'm not going to continuously lie for you.
Okay.
Or do an intervention.
Yeah.
Not just about men, just about women, about health, about whatever. Sometimes you got to drop in on the sister, be like, yo,
you're
looking raggedy, honey.
Yeah, get it
together.
Intervention. Absolutely.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm interested, though, before we take our callers at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, I'm interested in your rebuttal to the clip from the Marlon show that we just heard, what you heard from Marlon quieting his friend, saying, look, what do you say to that?
You know, I saw a girlfriend, one of my ride or dies men, in Las Vegas with another woman.
Lord.
Loved up. And I'm crazy. I'm really, you know, you know me a long time. You know I'm a little weird. So I just went up to him. I said, you got 48 hours. Don't tell me no BS.
Okay.
In 48 hours, I'm calling her.
Yeah.
Or I'm
going
to be on the plane.
Right.
And that was it. And I was like, you know me, and you know that I'm going to tell. And so at some point, you have to also know what you're working with. Because if it's not your ride or die, she may know he with another woman
right.
Be happy
yeah.
with it. Mm-hmm. Right? But tell me.
Okay, what? But the 48 hours, that's up, Andrea. It's up, right?
It's
he
up.
Didn't say anything. What are you going to do?
If it's my girlfriend, I got to tell her. If this is my girl, I have to tell her. And she can let me know, oh, girl, I know, that's Susie. That's what they do. Fine.
Right.
But it's my responsibility as my girl to tell her.
But,
I have to.
But, Jerry, you're running the risk of losing that girlfriend. You know. Mm-hmm. You're risking
it. Depends. For me, it depends on which girlfriend we're talking about. If I know one girlfriend will be more receptive to receiving the information than the other, then I might play it that way. If the other one I know is going to go off and be like, I'm jealous, you jealous of my relationship, and you always was looking at my man like you wanted him, I ain't going to say nothing. You deal with that, honey.
And there are different levels of, if it's my ride or die, my inner circle, if it's, we just, you know, hey, how you doing? No, I'm not saying nothing.
You don't want to get
involved.
Because
you probably already know.
Because it's going to be messy, too, as well. Okay, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. I want to hear from you. I want to know if you've run into this issue or any other woman code type issues. And let's bring in Ray to the conversation. I think this is Ray. Is this Ray?
Yeah, this is Ray.
Hi, Ray. You say women have a code. What do you want to say?
Women definitely have a code. It doesn't make sense either. Because I actually ran into it one time when I dated someone in high school, actually. I was like 10th or 11th grade, 12th grade. And I happened to run across someone she knew after I crossed 50.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I robbed a bank. You know, so I'm like, you know, we were kids at the time. And now I'm an adult, and I decided to date someone, but it was taboo. And so I think it's kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you, because we were kids.
At
some point, that code had to go away.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Thank you, Ray, for that. I appreciate it. All right. The number to call is 202-319-7810. Do women have a code? If so, what is it? And are we abiding by it? And what are the rules here? Sharon calling in from Northwest D.C. What do you say about this difference in the code? What do you want to say?
I wanted to say, good evening, panel and host. I wanted to say that in my observations, as I had disclosed to the screener, I have observed, it may be a different observation from the ladies on the panel because I'm a boomer, but that white women have a different code among their girlfriends. I'm not saying that it's...
okay, what is it? Give me some details.
With us, when we have girlfriends or our ride-or-die friends, they're extensions of our family.
Mm-hmm.
I notice with white women, yeah, they may have their girlfriends, if they're BFFs or whatever, but if they have to make some decisions that aren't exactly friendly, they don't seem to be...
They don't have the same rules.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay, that's an interesting viewpoint. Thank you so much, Sharon, for that. What do you guys think about that?
I mean... I don't know. I can't really speak for how white women and their friendships are, but I know with black women, that is true. My good girlfriends are sisters that God did not give me. I don't have any sisters, and my girlfriends are it.
Right.
And they are not just friends. They are sisters. And that, as you mentioned, Jerry, earlier, now those are the girls that we have a code.
Yeah.
It is unspoken. We don't have to speak it. We know what it is. So,
but I have ride or die that are, and shout out to my girlfriend, Linda, that we've been friends since med school. And if her man, I'm the godmama to them little Irish Catholic boys.
Right.
They call me the black auntie, and that's wonderful. If her man was stepping out and doing whatever,
right,
she would be told, and I would probably hit him upside his head
because
I know all the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes you got to pull up.
And so that, I think, is just more individual versus... race. Mm. For me, that's real.
I want to take another phone call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Join this conversation about the woman code, because, you know, last week Harold Fisher had a round table with men talking about the man code. But before, Tammy, I come to you, I want to read this little excerpt that I found about women's friendships. Because of their emotional intimacy, women can, according to one expert, be far more gratifying than those, women's relationships, far more gratifying than those between men, especially because women get so emotionally connected and the relationships between women get so complicated. All right, so Tammy, want to bring you in from Waldorf, Maryland. What do you want to say about this?
I was just telling you that I had a friend that was a real close ride or die. We were very, very close friends, actually roommates, lived together, took care of each other's kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And her boyfriend came on to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually told her. Mm-hmm. I told her what happened, and she didn't believe me. She believed him over me. It actually ended our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, she did marry him. Years later, you know, he came out to be the person that I said he was.
they ended up getting divorced, but it ruined a very, very good friendship. This young lady was like a sister to me.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear about that, Tammy. Thank you for sharing that experience. That's what I was saying to you, Jerry, about that risk when you tell that she may not be your girl anymore.
Might not be receptive. She might not be emotionally stable enough to hear that information. She may know deep down inside, because us women, we have that women intuition, and it does not go away. But she might not want to hear that from someone she loves. She just might not want to hear it.
I want to talk deeper, Dr. Sharon and panel here, about why, you know, if it's your ride or die, and you're telling your girlfriend something this important, that your man is cheating, that you mm-hmm. got proof, that you know this thing is happening, mm-hmm. what is it inside of us that causes us to not believe the girlfriend and to stick by the man? What is the emotional thing? What is it that's going on inside our heads, our hearts?
A couple things. Number one, we've had, from a little girl, we were told to be beautiful, to be smart, and we could do whatever we wanted, and you were still supposed to be married with right. kids. Mm-hmm. And so relationships are bigger than that man. It is what we have been raised to do, and it validates us a lot. The other part is sometimes the truth really, really does hurt, because I do believe in your gut, you know, if mm-hmm. your man is stepping out. There yeah. are patterns, even your sexual patterns and all that, you kind of know. And then the other thing is, I have to say this, no judgment zone.
Yeah.
Because I have counseled women to stay with their man because they were head over heels and go get counseling, do whatever.
Right.
But don't become that bitter woman that leaves a man because your girlfriend told you to.
Ooh, don't do
and
it.
And you end up miserable because he stepped out. And then that's a whole another show. But it is part of our validation as relationships, and be prepared for the reaction if you choose to tell. The other thing is, step to the man and say, yo, this is inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Don't do it again. That certainly happened to me. Don't do it again, or
right.
I will have to share it.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let me take Karen. Karen calling in from Largo, Maryland. What do you want to say?
Hi, I want to say that women do have a girl code. They just don't honor it as sincerely as men do. With men, they are ride or die. They will not tell for anything in the world. But women, sometimes they tend to tell one another's business, thinking, well, I'll tell this person and she's going to keep it secret, but it goes on and on. But also, I've had situations where my husband may have not been treating me right.
Okay.
And I was making plans to leave. And I've had a girlfriend who felt like, oh, he's the right person for her. And they told him everything that I was doing.
No. Violation.
Done that.
Oh, my goodness.
I've just told them different secrets or things that I was going through. And they just felt like, well, because my husband was such, they thought he was such a nice guy, such a comical guy.
They weren't your friends, girl. Mm-hmm. They weren't your friends,
they
were Karen.
Spies.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. But thank you so much for sharing, Karen. All right. We do have callers on the line. I want to let you know you can continue calling. This conversation will continue for another 30 minutes or so at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Once we switch over, you still will be able to hear the conversation. Lisa, what do you want to say really quickly before we have to go? Lisa, are you there? Well, hang on, Lisa. I want to take a quick break. That was the wrong line. Okay, I want to take a quick break, but before we do, I want to have our guests, Dr. Sharon Adi, Andrea Hill, and Jerry Ash, tell us how we can find out more about you and reach you. Dr. Sharon?
Dr. Sharon online, drsharononline.com.
Andrea?
All right, you can go to the website, theyaintyourfriends.com, or on Instagram at TAYF Podcast.
Jerry?
You can check out my blog, jerryash.org.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us on Sirius XM Channel 141. We'll be right back. Our listeners on WHUR, you're now going to welcome the original Quiet Storm with Manzi Pullen sitting in. Carlos, Rob, Lisa, don't hang up. Coming to you right after this. All right, welcome back, everyone. The Insight segment continues on the Woman Code, and we've got our guests, Dr. Sharon Adi, Andrea Hill, and Jerry Ash joining us, and our listeners. Thank you so much for staying with us, and want to get back to the phones. Lisa calling in from Baltimore. Is that you, Lisa?
Yes, it is.
Hey, girl, what do you want to say?
So here's the thing. We as women have to make up our minds. You know, one thing I like about the men, they have a man code. It doesn't have variables. It's not an outline. It's not an A, B, C, D, or E. This is the code, and this is what we do. But with women, it's situational. Well, if she's my ride or die, then I'm going to do this. Well, if she's just a casual, I'm going to do this. And that's how we get in trouble.
Yeah.
So I just feel like we need to come up with a code, and we need to stick to it. And we need not do it with an outline. I mean, prime example, about 25 years ago, I was in a wedding.
Okay.
The best man and the groom, the best man and the, I mean, the groom and the maid of honor slept together.
Mm-hmm.
I leaned on both of them to tell her they didn't. The wedding went forward. And after the honeymoon, she's sitting in my living room hollering about, why you didn't tell me? I said, it was not my place. So I'm just saying we need to come up with a code and stick with it.
I got you. All right. What does our panel say about that? Because she put it in plain English right there.
I think one thing that's important is let's be careful who we're calling friends, mm-hmm. first of all.
That's great.
Everybody,
that's good.
Yeah, everybody's not your friend. And one thing that Dr. Sharon said that's really important is, you know, if I see my girl's husband out in the streets doing something, I'm not going to go, girl, I saw your man. I'm going to come to her, woman to woman. Look, I have mm-hmm. something to tell you. It's difficult because I don't want her afraid to stay because she's worried that I'm going to mm-hmm. be like, you stay. Because that's not for me
that's
to do.
Not for you.
I'm just bringing information to you so you can make your own decisions. But I think we can't just be calling everybody our friend because everybody's not your friend.
Everybody's
and
not your friend.
And there are different levels of friendship.
There
it really is.
It is.
It really is.
All right. Our callers are waiting. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. I'm going to go to Rob now from the district. Rob, what do you want to say?
Good evening, ladies. I just wanted to say I think it's more of a situational thing. There are small groups of women, and I say small, that do live by a code, but the majority, I think, is they don't. You can, from my experience, friends, it when it comes between a man and there's no friendship with women.
Okay, Rob, thank you so much for that. I want to play just a quick little clip from last week's discussion with Harold Fisher and his male panel talking about the man code. Can we hear a little bit of that right now?
My definition of the man code is like a unspoken rule of, hey, this is where we're going to keep it, and that's where it's going to stay.
Keep it in house between
mm-hmm.
the guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
That was Randy Pike speaking with Harold Fisher there from the WHUR. Randy Pike is from the WHUR digital show, The Husbands. And as you heard it, the men are clear. The men are clear.
Yeah.
But women, we have violations. We're unclear. We need some rules.
We're not as simple.
We got a syllabus.
And we have a bigger network of friends.
Yeah.
Most men have or two or three boys that are their guys.
Right.
And then women,
and they don't roll over on those three guys.
And you don't roll over. Yeah. But I do like what the other caller said. We do talk too much.
Because
if you talking about how good your man is in bed and all this
especially
other stuff.
Especially if the other chick is single. No man in sight.
You talk too much. And then the other thing is, you know, I talk about the sex part, but don't tell the intimate parts of your relationship.
Keep the privacy private.
I'm very private about my relationship because it does become, but then when you have hurt that can occur, and then Dr. Sharon is going to say it, African-American women still are at high rates of HIV, AIDS, gonorrhea. Now there's a super gonorrhea. You need to tell somebody that your man that you think is just in your bed in 10. Now, because then it becomes a health crisis.
Right. Absolutely. All right, 202-319-7810. That's the number to call to join the conversation on the so-called woman code, 202-319-7810. I want to bring in Carlos. You've been waiting for a little bit, Carlos. What do you want to say to this panel?
Well, good afternoon, good evening.
Well, hello.
On the panel. Ladies, I wanted to say, number one, since I've heard Lisa speak, one thing, I do agree with Lisa. Ladies have ladies, they say a lot of things. They kind of talk too much about what they're doing with the man or the relationship that they're in. A lot of times when you go out on a date or whatever, or if you're intimate with the with the man, you go volunteering information, not knowing that 6 months down the road, this guy's your boyfriend or possibly moving forward to something else, and you've already volunteered so much information about him in the first month or couple of months.
That's a good point, Carlos. I'm going to stay right there, and we want to dig deeper into that about talking too much, what to actually tell your best girlfriend about what's going on in your relationship, whether it's at the early stages or you're heavily, you know, involved in a relationship long term. I mean, how much is too much?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been married for 12 years, and so my husband is like my girlfriend's. That's like their brother. They don't want to hear some of the details that's mm-hmm. going on, you know, in our relationship, and they don't know. You know, I think that because we all have relationships and we've all been friends for so long, we understand the balance of sharing too mm-hmm. much and not sharing too much. And if something major is going on and I want to lean on my girlfriend's shoulder or have a cry or something, but I think the intricate details, I just don't share because, like I said, a lot of it, especially when you're talking about intimate relationships, they don't want to know that. You know, it's mm-hmm. one thing if you're dating right. a new guy and it's fun and exciting, but where I am personally in my relationship, I don't talk about it and they don't want to hear it.
And then mm-hmm. if you do tell your girlfriend, let's say you have a spat with your man, you mm-hmm. tell him.
Oh, I was just about to talk about
you
that.
You tell it, right? But you got over the spat. But the girlfriend is hanging on
they
to
hold
that
it
issue.
On. Yeah. I just had an instance where me and my man got into it, and I went to my girlfriend because I knew she would agree with everything I said. Mm-hmm. And then I got over it. We got through it, and she ain't feeling it. Mm-hmm. So now I made the decision to just talk to my therapist about my problems.
That's a good point.
Ain't nobody going to know our business.
And with this internet age, I mean, not internet. Internet and first of all, oversharing on social media. I don't need to see every kiss, honey. I don't need to see every kiss. But the other part is now let's just be grown-ups. Now, a picture of your man to say, this is the new guy I'm dating.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ain't he fine, period. Versus a picture of any part of their body without right. clothing. Right. Talking about, look at how. No.
Yeah.
You have gotten ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you
yeah.
have now gone into, on a serious note, you have violated the intimacy in the intimacy between you and the man that right. you are trying to build. So just be careful with that. Mm-hmm. That is now a big area.
It is a big
thing. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't even really post pictures of me and my boo. They be thinking we broke up because mm-hmm. I don't put nothing on social media.
What about when people change their status? You know, the status update, single now.
It's now.
That it's none
whole
of their business,
thing.
Honestly.
I mean, and you put that out there on Facebook. You put that out there on social media for all the world to know. Why is that important in our society?
I get a kick out. It's like a soap opera, and that's why I know I will never do it, because I literally, there are people that I don't know that I am friends with on Facebook that maybe we went to high school together, so literally we're talking over 20 years ago.
You don't know them.
But I know their whole, right now I can think of a young lady that I know when her and her wife broke up, why they broke up, but they got back together, what the wife did to get bring her back, the meal she made, the gift she brought, and I
all
mean,
on social
I was
media.
On Instagram like it was a novel. I was invested. Why would you ever put that much business on the internet? I don't know her. I have not seen this young lady in 20 years yet.
Instagram and Facebook are not our best friends.
Now, when it comes to our relationships, people got to keep their relationships off of social media. That's just my advice.
Well, we know.
What you got to say, Dr. Sharon?
Nobody know nothing. Y'all, I'm Dr. Sharon. Let's keep it real. But if you really look at all my Facebook posts with 20, 30,000 followers across whatever, people are like, oh, is she married? Is she not?
They just assume I'm single.
Whatever.
Just leave them guessing.
And even men that you date, I'm like, nah, don't be tagging me. And don't take no picture of me on the bed and the whatever or in the couch and out. No.
I'm feeling you.
Privacy is key.
I don't know. These millennials, some of them, they...
No, these some grow old folks.
Oh, these are old folks
old 65-year-old grandmas.
These are boomers
doing that. Who
helped
them set up that Facebook?
Talking about my boo.
Okay, this is very interesting. Okay, let's get back to our listeners here at 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Woman Code. We've got our guests, Dr. Sharon Audie, Andrea Hill, Jerry Ash, and I want to bring in Claire, who's been waiting a little bit. Claire is calling in from Maryland. What do you want to say about communicating with women and men and that sort of thing?
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello.
How are you? I'm almost at the end of my divorce, and the reason why is because my husband brought I had a birthday party for him.
Okay.
I cooked all the food, 80 pounds of chicken. I did everything. And he brought another woman to the birthday party, pretending she was someone else's girlfriend.
That's bold.
I'm glad you're still here to talk about it. I would have killed him.
If I had known, I would have.
Yeah. Okay, so your husband brought another woman to the party you gave for him, and that other woman was dating him. Is that right?
Yes, in our home.
Oh, yeah, no. She blew up the code.
She's all the way violated.
She blew up the code.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Claire, but I hope things are better in your life now. All right?
Well, the divorce is almost over, so it should be soon. And I hope they have a very happy life.
Get the money, honey. Foolishness.
Good luck, Claire. All right. Okay. That was a sad situation. Not necessarily what we're talking about in terms of the woman code, because apparently she didn't mention that the other woman, that she knew the other woman. So it is.
But the woman knew that she was coming up in this man's wife's house.
Yeah.
And that is a violation of girl code, woman code, little girl code.
All the codes.
Yeah. And
that's just utter disrespect from the man, the woman, and everybody in that room that knew.
Yeah.
Right.
That's disrespect.
Yeah. And those two deserve each other.
They
sure do. And whatever the future holds for them.
Because we're all grown and we know things happen. But he took it and she took it to a whole nother level.
But he did it on purpose. I mean, there was some intention on inviting this woman into the home that you made.
Yeah.
He wanted to send that message to her. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately,
that is.
She fried all that chicken for nothing.
The chicken went to waste. Okay, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Or the chicken leg could have been used as a weapon. You never know. I want to bring in Marie from D.C. to this conversation. Hey, Marie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What you got to say?
Okay, I just want to say it quickly and just hang up. I listened at the first program about the men and their code, and now the women and their code. And for me, it's just my opinion, I don't think there is a code, period, because I feel that men and women have, they think between their legs instead of thinking with their head a lot of the times. And basically, if we learn to live by God's code, that's the only code it really is. And then we'll know how to treat each other and how to honor each other and respect each other. But all that stuff about creeping and hiding and all that, no. If they live by God's principles, then we wouldn't run into those problems. And I'm only saying, I've been married for 30 years, and if my husband ever creeped out on me or did any of those things, I would never even know, because we strictly try to live by God's principles. Are we over-righteous? No. But that's the only code there is to live by.
Thank you, Marie. I appreciate your comments. I want to move on to this part of the conversation, and we really appreciate what you had to say. Women's Health reports that pursuing your BFF's former lover is considered one of the coldest things one woman can do to another woman, right? Okay, but here's what one expert says. Finding yourself attracted to a friend's ex doesn't necessarily mean you're a villain. This expert, Dr. Brandy Engler, PhD, author of The Women on My Couch, says we're often authentic around our friends' boyfriends because we see them as off limits and we're not trying to impress them. And that authenticity is what helps with attraction. I want that to seep in, marinate a little bit. We're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we'll talk about that whole thing of dating your BFFs. X. Mm-hmm. Stay with us. Welcome back, everyone. We are back with you on the Insight segment on the Daily Drum. I'm Millette Green, and for Harold Fisher tonight, the conversation on the Woman Code continues with Dr. Sharon Oddie, Andrea Hill, Jerry Ash, all talking about this Woman Code. And I want to talk about what's off limits. Who's off limits? Exes. Parents, little nephews. Let's dig in on what you guys have been seeing and hearing about. Dr. Sharon?
Oh, my nephew. No. You can't be my ride or die and be a cougar, go after one of my nephews. That our friendship is over. And two, I ain't really trying to date your daddy. I mean, really.
And that really has happened? Who has that happened to where somebody's parent has hit on?
That's happened to me.
That's
in
happened
high
to you.
Time.
Yeah. But in high school.
Oh, yeah. The daddy was hitting on me.
Oh, that's
you know,
another.
You know, I was 5'8 in high school, so he thought I looked grown, but I wasn't grown.
No.
But let me tell you the best way that a friend handled it. She came to me and said, I know my dad flirts with you a lot.
Okay.
If it's uncomfortable, let me know. And we laugh about it even to this day, whatever, because she is my ride or die. But then the other situation was my friend was like, Daddy, really? That's nasty. What? And so you just kind of let it go.
Yeah. But they know how their dads are. Yeah. Like they're flirty or something like that.
I can't say that on the radio.
But in the case of a girlfriend who wants to date your daddy, wants to date your uncle, I mean, that's a situation. What's the code there? What should you do? Mm. I mean, because that can happen. Are there cases where you got to talk it out and get to the point where, I mean, how do we handle this? This is real.
Yeah, you can't date my father. I'm not calling you
stepmom. So it's absolutely a no-go.
Absolutely no.
I don't know if it's absolute. I don't know if it's absolute. If you're my older friend, it's not even I don't know if it's an absolute.
Yeah, see, that's what I think that too.
Because what if it's going to make him happy and make her happy?
No.
It depends on the relationship. Like don't tell me about the bedroom, though. Don't tell me that. If you picked us up from undergrad together and you helped, put up the high school float.
Yeah.
Then,
now I get that part.
Right. Now, if we have an adult relationship and maybe you as my friend came into my life as a much older adult than maybe where we always have been adult, or, you know, you've always been an adult in the eyes of my father, then maybe. And my father's been married to my mom for almost 40 years, so this is weird. But, yes, I get that. But if you're someone who my father watched grow up,
right,
I just
that's
find
how
that
I was
very
taking
uncomfortable.
It.
Mm-hmm. Very
but what if he wasn't in your life, then was in your life, and then meets your friend, it's like, oh, she's fine, and he's fine. And then I think it's all situational. And let's not put the boundaries on, except for, I'll say again, you can't date my man. I'm just saying, if you my girl, yes, we're not going to swap stories. And
no.
I don't want to know.
That's what I'm scared of. Yeah. I don't want you to slip up on a drunken night out.
But that's the other part.
And tell me anything.
How do you keep your friendship? Because now is my dad going to be hanging out with us when the couples go out? Or,
that's an interesting perspective. And I do not want to go out with my dad.
Right.
And my girlfriend.
Not for the early
and
bird special, no.
No, 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 no. Okay, so it's situational. So we can agree on
that. Yeah, we can agree on
that. Okay, I want to go to another part of the woman code that has nothing to do with the men.
Good.
Just women and how we relate to other women, how we treat each other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because we are emotional creatures. I can tell you, I got my five good, tight girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. I got
two. We're ride or die, and I love them. They love me. I feel secure in that. But sometimes we hurt each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about my friends. I'm talking about we as women. Sometimes that happens.
But sometimes we hurt each other and you're my ride or die and I'm human and I hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, can that hurt be overcome?
Right.
There are times that, you know, for my crew, we have had to get on a plane and go do an intervention and say, you're going to be mad at us, but look, you raggedy, get it together, come on. And that's a true friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would rather risk my friendship than be hypocritical in my friendship. And I'm not talking about dogging you out or anything like that. If you have a health challenge, you're not letting it go. Yeah, we're going to get on a plane and be like, yeah, you're going to Dr. Boo Boo. I'm sorry. I tell people all the time, I'm too emotional. I don't have time for nobody to be nowhere else to get it together.
Right.
And so you're going to hurt me. We're friends for 30 years. You're going to make me mad. I'm going to make you mad.
We're sisters.
But how do we get over it?
How do we get over it?
And
can we get over it? Yeah.
Is it, and will you, I will say this to one of my girlfriends. I hope she ain't listening. But sometimes we will forgive a man who will do atrocious things to us. Before we will forgive a girlfriend who commented on our right thigh cellulite.
Preach on.
I mean, I had a situation where I was had a good girlfriend of 20 plus years. I think I was a better friend to her than she was to me. Mm-hmm. I forgave a lot of her painful things that she did to me. I forgave her. She never asked for forgiveness. I just forgave her and kept her as a friend, even though she broke the woman code with me as a good girlfriend. She told secrets that I told in confidence. She told people, and I later found out. But we eventually had to end the relationship because, you know, I just had to call it quits because it was a one-sided friendship. And it was still very painful for me because it was 20-plus years of friendship with this lady that I had grown close to her family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew things about her life that I never revealed.
Yeah.
But I had to call it quits.
But that's one of the things that hate to have the shameless plug here, but the Ain't Your Friends podcast, that's where that was born of. Because me and my girlfriends would be somewhere and you'd see a woman behaving in the way and you're like, she can't possibly have good girlfriends.
Right.
Because there's no way that a good girlfriend would allow you to act that way.
Right.
And then you see that she's with the whole crew of girls and you're like, oh, they ain't your friends. Because mm-hmm. your friend would not let you behave that way. Your friends would not let you become out of character. And when they do, they're there to pick you up, not let you fall down. And this even came from, you know, being really, you know, you're 20-something and you're in a club. And there's a girl code when you're in the club, you know.
Yeah.
Don't let your friend go off with somebody mm-hmm. she just mm-hmm. met. If mm-hmm. she's drunk as a skunk, then somebody's on duty. And you see some girl drunk in a skunk as a skunk sitting in a corner,
yeah.
and her friends are out on the dance floor dancing, and somebody could just pick her up. They ain't your friends. And
or videotaping her.
Right.
Well, that's a whole new age. I'm too old for that. But yeah, and you see that, and you're like, where are your friends who hold you accountable? And even mm-hmm. when you fall, they're there to pick you up. And then next tomorrow, they're going to be like, girl, and you know, you can't drink that much. But in the moment, they're supposed to pick you up and be there for
Absolutely.
You. And
right.
if you don't have friends like that, that's scary.
And
that's
why be upset about outgrowing a friendship? You outgrow shoes, you outgrow clothes, mm. you outgrow. And there are friends, personally, I have friends that, yes, they were great friends in high school. They were great
right.
college friends. But I have outgrown them. I'm not better than them. I'm not anything but I am a different Sharon than I was then. And the things that I valued then are not the things I value. And that's why I have a very tight, close, and the more you're in public, the less your your friendships are.
I totally accept that because
yeah.
in the situation I dealt mm-hmm. with, I had to really take perspective of it. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is I had grown
Mm-hmm.
and developed and evolved. I'm not better than her, nothing like that.
Right.
But I had evolved, and she was still stuck 25 years ago back
right.
then. She had not evolved.
And you were in mirror yeah. to
yes.
what she was not.
Yes.
And then you talk about envy
yeah.
and all of that.
And that played a big role, Jerry.
Like
I had
this.
Some jealousy issues
yeah,
pop
I had,
up.
I had a friendship like this. It was like 20 years like you. And it almost made me feel, because she wasn't growing, that I couldn't tell her great things that were happening to me. Like, oh, I'm a single mom. I graduated college and I'm the first one to do it. And I just felt guilty growing.
Yep.
And she wasn't coming with me. And it got to a point to where it was like, oh, you just think you better than us now because you doing this and you doing that. You're not better than us.
Yeah, that's
and
not your friend.
I had to let it go.
Anymore.
I had to let it go. I've let it go at least 3 friendships that were over 20 years.
What's the last friendship you had to let go with your girl, with a girlfriend?
I think about a friend who, she just had a very drama-filled life.
and
my life wasn't that drama-filled. But what I thought was ironic is, you know, I'm here to hear all your drama, everything, because that's what friends do. But then when I had a moment or a piece of drama, it just, because her drama was so dramatic, when I had something, it was just like, oh, well, that's just that.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, you know, I'm like, no, all
but
the
it was a big deal to,
is a deal
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
And all the foolishness I have listened to you cry about over the last couple of years, and now when I have something and I'm expecting a shoulder or something, and that's a little bit out of character for me anyway, and I get to that level of vulnerability, and you aren't there for me, and you aren't there to show me, then that friendship had to end.
What have you all learned about having girlfriends help you develop, grow, build up your confidence? I mean, give me some perspective on what, you know, the women who have honored the code have
right.
done in your life. Jerry, you start.
I know for me, because I was a young mom, having my best friend Cindy, she did it the right way. She graduated high school. She went to undergrad. She got her master's. So she inspired me to be better, whether I had a kid or not.
Mm.
The kid doesn't stop you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people get stuck, and I didn't stay stuck, and I just started grad school. So I'm getting there. It takes a little longer for me because I'm a parent than it would if I didn't have a kid, but it can still happen.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Sharon?
You know, what my friends, for real, not when on the mountaintop, but when in the valley, my friends, I'll never forget the most traumatic thing that has happened to me in my life is the passing of my father. When I looked up and saw my girlfriends, who I know have threatened their jobs and all that because they were on call and all that, were like, yeah, I ain't delivering no babies this week because I'm flying to North Carolina, and walked me in and held me. And afterwards, I publicly just kind of pulled back, but those were the ones that were calling me and saying, girl, you ain't got to be strong for us, or one of my besties who flew down the day after Thanksgiving, after I'd been with my family. She knew Thanksgiving was horrible. We sat on the bed, ate a bunch of stuff, and cried, laughed, cried,
right.
And she just let me be. She will always be one of my best friends, because if you can care about me, whether you're male or female, and let me be vulnerable, oh, you in there. And that's friendship. Mm-hmm. And I never, the first time I've ever shared that is right now. Mm. And I've never heard it. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear that you're not perfect. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear that, oh, I had to go help her out and do this. Yeah. I had to, yeah, that's a friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andrew.
I think for me, two things. I think the first thing is friends that don't let, like, I have friends who will check me, and that is so important. Because it's fun when you're having fun, and sometimes you're having fun, and your friend, you know, they're like, well, weren't you out last Saturday? Didn't you think you might want to go home and be with your husband and your child? And I'm like, yes. And the other thing is, too, not letting you just have lip service. Because I know that, you know, we all have goals and dreams. And, you know, my girlfriend will check in and say, so when's the last time you wrote on your blog? Or, you know, not letting me be complacent, you know, lifting me up, elevating me, you know, saying, so are you going to, you know, we do that to each other. So are you going to apply for that job? I think you know need to go ahead and have the interview, and not just letting us be complacent and be stagnant. People who want to see you succeed.
You guys are awesome. Okay, so tell me where people can find you once again, Dr. Sharon Audi.
DrSharon online. Certainly follow me on Facebook, Sharon Allisonati, Twitter, and all that other crazy stuff.
Okay, Andrea Hill.
The theyaintyourfriends.com website, and then on Instagram and Twitter at TAYF Podcast.
Relationship blogger Jerry Ash.
GERIASH.org.
All right, that has been a wonderful conversation. Oh, thank you, guys. I love all of you. The Woman Code, that's what we talked about. You take that, Harold Fisher, and your man panel.
Eat that.
That's right. I'm Willa Green, in for Harold tonight. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.